Rahman Rahim, all praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Today, inshallah, we will have the second part of the class which we have last week, which was called You Need a New Start, and the title of the class today is Anger Management. Inshallah, today we will continue to learn about how to have a new start in your life, believing that every day is a gift from Allah, which we need to appreciate and to live it in a good way, so that we can fulfill our responsibilities towards ourselves and our families in the best shape, and also we can collect as much of the good deeds for the Day of Judgment. As we learned last week, that Satan, Shaitan, is the cause of anger, which is a great enemy to every one of us. Actually, anger damages your health, anger damages your well-being, anger damages your relation, especially your marriage. Anger damages your professional image and appearance, and anger damages your happiness and your life. So today, inshallah, we will learn about the ways to avoid anger. Number one, you need to have correct knowledge about the reality of the worldly life, because this is the first line to help you to avoid anger. We will read now from Surah number 90, verse number 4, to know about the reality of the worldly life. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم سورة 90 verse 4 لقد خلقنا الإنسان في كبد. Verily, we have created man in trial. Actually, sisters, we must believe that life is a test full of deceiving enjoyments and also full of hardships. So we must have a plan to pass that test successfully. This is the plan which Allah taught us in Surah number 6, verse number 162 and 163. So now, in order to know about then which we are supposed to follow in order to pass the life test successfully, we will read from Surah number 6, verse number 162-163. Rahman Rahim, we will read now from Surah 6, verse number 162-163. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين.
Say, verily my salat, my sacrifice, my living and my dying are for Allah and the Lord of the Alameen. He has no partner, and of this I have been commanded, and I am the first of the Muslims.
So sisters, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all the followers, we Muslims, to believe that our prayer, our sacrifice, our living and our dying must be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the first of the Muslims and we are the followers. Accordingly, sister, this is the plan of the life of the true believer, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward him a lot in this life and in the hereafter. I will clarify to you now. What is the meaning? My life is an act of worship. Okay, this means, number one, obedience of Allah's commands. Number two, you obey Allah's commands for the sake of Allah's pleasure. And number three, your reward will be from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. Okay, these are the principles of the life of the true believer who is living the life as an act of worship, and who will be the winner of this life and in the hereafter. Number one, you must believe that I must obey all the commands of my Lord for His sake. Okay, and I will get my reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. Okay, accordingly, you will be living your life as a true believer, and you will be doing all the time good deeds, because obedience of Allah equals good deeds. Okay, so if you live your life as an act of worship, you will be the true believer who is doing good deeds all the time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned your reward in the Quran. Now we will read from Surah Al-Nahl, Surah number 16, verse number 97, about the proof that if you live your life as an act of worship, a true believer doing the good deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you the winner in this life and in the hereafter. Surah number 16, verse number 97. Surah number 16, verse number 97. Okay. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة ولنجزينهم أجرهم بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون.
Whoever works righteousness, whether male or female, while he is a true believer, verily to him we will give him a good life, and we shall pay them certainly a reward in proportion to the best of what they used to do.
Again, sisters, everyone in our life is looking for the good life. Okay, when you ask anyone what is your goal in this life, he will say, I want a good life. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is promising those whom they are true believers in Allah, whether a male or female. Okay, if you are a true believer in Allah and you are doing good deeds out of the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is promising you that He will make you to live a good life. Okay? So sisters, this is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Accordingly, this must be the rule of my life. When you ask me, Sister Mona, why you are trying to be a good believer and do the good deeds, I tell you, sister, it is for my sake. Because Allah promised me that He will give me a good life. And this life is run only by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if the one who is controlling life is promising me a good life, so I will fulfill, okay, the requirement to have a good life. Because all the time I will be having psychological support that my life is a good life. My life is a good life. When you tell me how you are sure that your life is a good life, I tell you because I am fulfilling the equation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am trying to be a good believer. I am doing good deeds. So Allah said to me, promised me that He will make me to live a good life. So inshallah, this life is a good life. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save me from the disasters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make for me always an ease with every hardship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not make me to tolerate what I can't, to be exposed to disasters which I can't tolerate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be the one taking care of me all the time. So I have full psychological support that Allah is taking care of me, and that inshallah my life will be always a good life. Sisters, this message to yourself is the cure of everything. The cure of any headache, the cure of weird, the cure of worry, the cure of fear. You will cure your spirit when you send to your spirit this message every morning when you wake up. My spirit, myself, we are living a good life. Because all praise to Allah, Allah is helping me to be a believer, and I am all the time trying to be obedient. So my life, inshallah, will be a good life. I have to be on the positive side all the time. I have to expect good issues in my life all the time. Because this is the promise of the controller of everything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, my spirit, don't worry. Also, you have a good life in the worldly life, and also, inshallah, Allah will reward me to the best of my deeds. This means that Allah, inshallah, will reward the paradise. Because suppose I am praying 5 prayers per day, the best of them was Salat al-Fajr, the other I was a little bit tired, Allah will reward me the 5 prayers according to the best one, which is Salat al-Fajr. This means that Allah wants me to have all the reward, Allah wants me to be in the paradise. So sister, this is how we believers are supposed to enjoy the worldly life, okay? This is how the Quran is the cure of all the illness, because the Quran is giving me the rule of life. When you tell me, what are you doing? I tell you, I am doing one thing. I am living my life as an act of worship. I am obedient. And at the same time, I have the full trust that inshallah my life will be the best and will be a good one. And a good one according to the one who is creating life. When Allah say a good life, this means that Allah knows how He will make it for me the best, because Allah is the one who creates me. Allah knows that Mona can tolerate illness in her body, but she cannot tolerate it, for example, regarding her daughter. Allah knows this. So Allah will make me to have the illness in my body, because this will be more easy for me. This is a good life for me. When I am sick, but my daughter is not sick, I am okay. Alhamdulillah, a good life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, will make me to come to live in America. In spite of the fact I was not sure that this will be a good life, but Allah knows that it will be a good life for me. So Allah makes me to immigrate to America. So while I am living in America, I have to say to myself, Mona, this is a good life. Even if you are not actually thinking this way, that America will be good for you, but all praise to Allah. Since Allah promised me a good life and Allah bring me to America, this means that this is a good life. Oh Allah, I am very thankful. I am accepting. My life is okay. I am in a good shape. Everything is all right. This is, sister, the reality of the tranquility, okay, and the reality of the happiness and mental peace in the worldly life. That all the time your spirit is receiving the message that everything is all right. Don't worry. Allah is with us. Allah will support you. Your life is a good one and your reward will be great. Okay, don't worry about your kids. Don't worry about, the income. Don't worry about your husband. Don't worry about anything, because Allah promised you a good life. Okay, so sister, this is how we are supposed to live our life, as an act of worship. And inshallah, when you live your life as an act of worship and all the time you are living in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believing that my life is a good life, there will be no way for anger at all in your life. Okay, gradually, these rules, when you live it day after day after day, you will feel that your mood is changing. You are always in the positive side. You are always feeling that inshallah, tomorrow will be good, and inshallah, I am sure all my problems will be solved. Allah promised me a good life. Allah is the controller of everything. Okay, so for the sake of yourself, for the sake of your family, for the sake of your health, for the sake of Islam, all the time, sisters, send these positive messages to your life and always be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the first line to avoid anger. The second line to avoid anger, sisters, is to believe in Allah's decree. This is very important. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If you believe, yes, you can sit here. If you believe in Allah's decree, okay, sisters, you will be all the time away from anger. What is the meaning of the belief in Allah's decree? I believe that whatever Allah decreed for me, it will happen. And inshallah, it will be good for me. Because for the true believer, he has two ways. When there is ease, he will be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when there is difficulty, he will be patient with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in both situations, he is rewarded from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? So alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah. I am a believer in Allah's decree. And again, sister, always believe that with every hardship, there is ease. With every hardship, there is ease. And after every hardship, there is ease. And again, sisters, try to have a definition for hardship in life. Because unfortunately, out of ignorance, now most of the people, you know, are having everything as a difficulty or hardship. When, for example, my daughter will fail in an exam, people will say, we have a great hardship this month. What is the problem with failing in an exam? What is the problem? Life is a test. So there must be hardships. So if my daughter will not pass the test, what is the problem? Inshallah, she will pass it next time. But it is not the problem that she didn't pass. We must know why. Then we will try to solve it. And this is life. Life is equal to problems. Trying to solve it according to the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be rewarded by accepting the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you will move to the second, either prosperity or adversity, and you move on until we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the worldly life. So believing in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means that I accept everything and I am expecting everything. Okay, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But because of number one, because I am alhamdulillah a true believer and I am doing good deeds, Allah promised me a good life, as I mentioned. What is the good life? Accepting all the decree with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believing that this is the best for me, because I don't know and Allah knows, because I don't have wisdom and Allah has the wisdom, and because Allah promised me a good life. So Allah is choosing for me the best. Maybe, and inshallah, this is the best that my daughter will fail one semester so that next time, inshallah, she will study. For example, my husband will be laying off. He will have lay off for 1 year. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what was the plan. What plan he has if he will not be laid off? Nobody knows. When you believe that you don't know anything about the unseen, and Allah knows everything about the unseen, and Allah is the most merciful, immediately you will accept the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you accept the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always make for you an outlet. Because you believe in Him, and you accept His decree, and you pass the test, so inshallah, Allah will make for you always an outlet. Again, sisters, there is a very important point regarding not to be angry regarding to the belief in Allah's decree. Don't try to change the people around you at all as a solution for the problem. When you have problems with the people around you, if you are a true believer in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if you don't want to be angry, try to change yourself. And try to change the concept, okay? You are evaluating the people through it. For example, my husband is not an angel. My husband is a human being. Human being can make good and bad. So my husband can be one day good with me, one day bad with me. I am not supposed to change my husband. Tell him, my husband, I want you to be nice. I want you to appreciate. I want you to smile. I want you to bring gifts for me. I want you to be the best husband in life. He will never change. Because this is part of the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have to change myself. I have to accept the reality. And I have to be always appreciating the positive side. I will not all the time think, why my husband is not smiling? Why my husband is not staying at home? Why he is not talking to me? He is working day and night. I am very angry. This is wrong concept. The right concept is that I am so thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My husband is working day and night to prepare for us the best, to provide us with the best life. My husband is working day and night because he wants to sacrifice his life for us. My husband is working day and night because he loves us more than himself. So I love my husband, I accept him, I appreciate him, and I am so thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am living a good life in spite of the fact that my husband is all the time in his work and he is not participating at all in any of his responsibilities at home or in our life. But all praise to Allah. How I can say to Allah all praise and I can say to my husband from the depths of my heart with sincerity and the truth that I am very thankful for your attitude, because I believe that the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never change. People will not change. Life is a test. I have to change myself. I don't want to be angry. I don't want to refuse the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to live my life as an act of worship to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded me to accept my husband so long he is living halal life. Alhamdulillah, he is not drinking, he is not doing something not good, he is working day and night. What is the problem of working day and night? If you try to evaluate life, planning to accept the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hoping that you will never be angry, all praise to Allah. You will be from the few people whom they accept the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whom they always feel and live the good life, whom by time they will be the winner. When your husband will notice that you never fight, you never become angry, you try to accept the his plans, by time he will be very nice with you. So you win the time again and again, sisters. The time, lifetime is very important and the most precious gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it is the way to do good, because your life equals to your deeds, equal to your destiny. So if I use my life to do the good deeds, to accept the decree, to be a good believer, to live a good life, inshallah my destiny is the paradise. All praise to Allah. When I appreciate the life as a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sending a message to myself, I will never fight, I will never become angry, I will always accept, because I have a more very important goal. More important than fighting, quarreling, proving my points of view, my goal is to live my life as an act of worship, to get the promise of Allah, to have a good life, and inshallah to be in the paradise. Because of that goal, all praise to Allah, I am trying to have the best manners, and I have a positive attitude with everything, and I am accepting all the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, sisters, if you concentrate on the negative side of any human being or any event, you are the loser, because you will become angry. This is the nature of the human being. Shaitan is trying to make every one of us angry all the time. You will become angry, then upset, then you will be sad, then you will fight, then you will make problems, then you will not be able to pray with sincerity or to say good words, then you will lose the relations with the people gradually, then the people will leave you. And again, I will clarify to you the meaning of this verse of the Quran, which we read it last week. And again, actually, I want to clarify it to you. Again, actually, because this is very important verse of the Quran, which we don't realize the how it becomes a fact now in our worldly life, because we don't believe in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't try to manipulate our life. We don't try to accept the people around us. We don't appreciate that every day is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have to try to live it in the best shape, in a good way. I am never angry, I'm never upset, I am never frustrated. I am accepting and I am living, saying day and night, all praise to Allah. I will read with you this verse of the Quran again, sisters. I clarified to you last week, but this week I want to make it more clear, because inshallah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, this will help you a lot not to be angry. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sister, this is Surah Imran, Surah number 3, verse number 159. Okay, Rumi, your mother doesn't have the Quran. You can come and read with me or with any of the sisters as you like. But just you can read with the top. verse number 159. Okay, Allah said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَانْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ فَاعْفُ عَنْهُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. Allah said, and by the mercy of Allah, you dealt with them gently. And had you been severe and harsh-hearted, they would have broken away from about you. So pass over their faults and ask Allah's forgiveness for them and consult them in their affairs. Again and again, sisters, if you look around now, you will notice that most of the families are broken. Most of the people, actually, they are broken away from about each other. Why the people are broken away from each other? Because they are not actually trying to deal with each other gently. What is the meaning of gently? Accept the people as they are. Don't try to make them, you know, to change themselves. I will not accept Marcella, for example, or Yosr, my daughter. Accept Yosr, you have to be well-mannered, you have to be nice, you have to pray at time, you have to obey me, you have to put this kind of clothes, you have to eat that kind of food, you have to sleep. What is this? What is this? This is how we are living. Or my husband, you have to come at 9 o'clock or whatever time over the weekend. You have to take us and you have to provide me, you know, to go every summer to Egypt. And you have. What is the result of all of this? They have all broken away from about us. Where are the kids? Are the kids living with their parents? No. And if they are living with them, their mind is in a different world. Okay? We sit with each other to eat the dinner, but everyone has his own world. Why? Because we are broken away from each other. Why? Because we are not dealing with us gently. Gently is not only to have good manners. Gently is to accept the reality and to try to make the changes in yourself. How Allah is saying. So, pass over their faults. Okay? And ask forgiveness for them and consult them in their affairs. Sister, this is how we are supposed to live our life for any relation. To be successful, you must pass off the faults. And you must have time for discussion. When my daughter will come and tell me, I don't want to put this clothes and I am not supposed to tell her, out of the room, you will obey my command and that's it. No! This is why we are broken away from each other. I have to tell her, or to my husband. When my husband will come and tell me, you have a lot of classes, stay at home for 2 months, final decision. Okay? I'm not supposed to tell him, no, this is my right, I will go, you like it or not, no one can prevent me, I'm in the United States. What is this? No, sister, this is not the way to live a good life, to obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You must deal gently with the human being. Maybe he has a problem in his work. Maybe someone said to him, Mona is having a lot of classes. Try to control her. Show her that you are the control. Whatever happens, I must have, you know, the manners of the Quran. I have to show forgiveness and to pass the faults. I will tell him, I will obey you. You are the controller of the house. Your point of view is correct. Inshallah, everything will be to your side. Just calm down. You are the most important person in my life. Allah commanded me to obey you. Forget it completely. If I try with him one day, next day, third day, then I tell him, Allah will reward you. When I go to the masjid, you are the one who brings the car, and you are the one who paying the gas. All of this will be for you on the day of judgment. If you tell me not to go, I will not. But if you allow me, you will have a lot of rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will tell, and this happened in my life. He told me, go to the masjid. But why? When I dealt with the problem gently, when I passed the fault, when he shouted and was upset, I passed it over. Why? Because he is a human being. He will make mistakes. With my daughter, with everyone, this is sisters, how we will not be angry, how we will not damage our relations. If your husband is angry and you are angry, what will happen? The shaitan will destroy the relation. And I want you to remember a very important fact. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In our mind, you always keep, you know, whatever makes you upset. And you always forget the good things. So after 3 years, I will remember to my husband that 3 years ago he said to me in a very tough way, Mona, never go to the market. I will not remember that after 1 week he told me, go ahead. No, I will. Because this is the shaitan. Shaitan will always make you to try to collect all the bad memory, all the negative memory. This is the shaitan. Try to get rid of the anything bad in your life immediately. Don't have a bad memory at all. At all. Why? Because I want to save my life. I want to save my time. I want to save my husband. I am in need of him. He is my husband. I need him with everything. You need your husband. Okay? And through your husband, you can be in the paradise. So I don't want to have bad relation with him. I don't want to lose my kids. I don't want all the people around me, sisters, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, to break away from me. With whom I will live my life. I will be like those whom they go, you know, to the club or to any place to try to check for friends, to find someone to talk with, to find someone to have time to listen to my problem. Why? I had a family and I was supposed to take care of the family and not to allow them or to push them to break away from me. So again and again, let us have a new start. Number one, bath over the faults of the people around you. Number two, have time for discussions. My point of view, your point of view, and inshallah always we will reach a solution which will be accepted by all of us. Sister, this is how you translate your belief in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will never change my husband, I will never change my daughter, but I can change myself. I change myself, and through changing myself, I am obeying the commands of Allah. He said, pass over the faults, O Allah, I passed over. He said, consult, I consult. He said, ask for forgiveness, yes. And Allah said, deal with them gently, I did. So I am obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so I will have a good life. What is a good life? I saved my family. I saved my relation with my husband. And sister, the most important, I have mental peace. You will never have mental peace when you are fighting with those around you all the time. One day, fight with my husband. Second day, fight with my daughter. Third day, fight with the neighbor. Then repeat the issue. This is how we are living. Okay, and we are losing everything, and then everyone is saying life is miserable. I have depression. And everyone is complaining people are very bad. No. You are one of the people. You are also very bad. Because you don't follow the rules of the Quran. And Allah at the beginning of the verse said, and by the mercy of Allah. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prove to yourself that you deserve the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will not be able to have these manners except when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower you with His mercy. Prove to yourself that you are the one who deserves the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again and again, sister, save your day. I am not saying save your life, save your day. The day is very precious. There are many people whom they died yesterday. There are many people whom they become sick today. And there are many people whom they will die tonight. So I am supposed to appreciate the day. I need to have a cheerful spirit. I need to have a positive attitude. I need to feel that everything is all right. My relation with my family is all right. We are successful family. We can be better people. Future is better for me. How can I have all of this? Except when I am trying all the time to use this medicine which is in this verse of the Quran. Again and again, sister, this is the way to avoid anger completely. You are the winner. you win everything. Number one, you win the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you win the good life, you win your husband, you win the family, you win your time, you win your health, your spirit, and your acts of worship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All praise to Allah. Alhamdulillah. And at the end of the day, you will say to Allah, all praise to Allah. Alhamdulillah. I am away from anger totally. Okay, there is no way for me to become angry. Why? Because I obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this verse of the Quran, also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah number 7, verse number 199, I want you sisters to read this verse of the Quran, because this is the proof of all what we explained now, and this is the way to, alhamdulillah, to have a good life and never to be angry. Surah number 7, verse number 199. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم خذ العفو وأمر بالعرف وأعرض عن الجاهلين. Show forgiveness, enjoying with what is good, and turn away from the foolish. Okay, this is number one. Again and again, forgiveness. There is no time in life to keep the bad memory or the whatever memory in your mind. Only the good memory. How I keep only the good memory? Show forgiveness. Okay, this is a command from Allah. When you obey it, you will be rewarded. Okay, enjoying what is good. Okay, obedience of Allah's commands. And turn away from the foolish. Okay, don't punish them. Okay, I will not say, my husband was foolish with me today, I will punish him. My daughter, I will punish her. My neighbor, I will punish her. That, what is this? Allah said, don't punish. And again, sisters, who has the power to punish? Why I will punish the people? If me, myself also, I am doing good and I am doing bad. And I don't want anyone to punish them. Don't use punishment at all in your life. Okay? Replace punishment with forgiveness. For your sake, for everything. Okay? Now we will learn about the second knowledge to avoid anger. That the reward for those whom they control their anger for the sake of Allah. You see, sisters, we learn now to forget about being angry and to live the life in a good way, alhamdulillah. Okay? And now you will learn a very important reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you avoid anger, you can't imagine what is the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Other than the reward in your worldly life, the reward for the other life, let us read now from Surah Ali Imran, Surah number 3, verse number 134. We'll read 133 and 134 because they are related together. Would you please close the door because of the sound? We mentioned to them to stop the machine, but okay. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين. And march forth in the way which leads to forgiveness from your Lord, and for the paradise as wide as the heavens and the earth prepared for the pious. Those who spend in Allah's cause in prosperity and in adversity, who repress anger and who pardon men. Verily Allah loves the good doers. You see, sister, so when you repress your anger and when you pardon people, forgiveness. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you with the forgiveness. If you forgive people, Allah will forgive you. Try to compare your forgiveness. You cannot never compare your forgiveness, because we are just a handful of dust, with the forgiveness of the Lord of the heavens and earth. When you forgive your husband, Allah will forgive you. When you forgive your daughter, Allah will forgive you. When you forgive any human being, Allah will forgive you. So all the time, Look for the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will help you all the time to love, to forgive. Because you are the winner, you will win the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, plus a paradise which is as wide as the heavens of the earth, prepared. Again and again, sisters, prepared Allah for the bias. Allah is preparing for you the paradise. What is better than this? Forgiveness from Allah and paradise. Allah is preparing it for you. All of this, you can have it when you show forgiveness. And when through that forgiveness, you have the mental peace. And you keep your health in a good shape. And you keep your relation in the best way. And you never allow your family to break away from you. Okay, sister, this is very important. Now we will read from Surah number 24, verse number 22, again and again to know about the reward of the forgiveness and how when you are not angry. Okay, this is how you avoid anger by showing forgiveness. When you show forgiveness, alhamdulillah, you will have all these rewards. Surah number 24, Surah An-Nur, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, verse number 22. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wala ya'tali. Actually, we will read. Okay, I will read it in Arabic, then I will read it in English. وَلَا يَأْتَلِ أُولِي الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَالسَّعَى أَنْ يُؤْتُوا أُولِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah, sister, we will read from Surah number 42, verse number 43. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَلَمَنْ صَبَرَ وَغَفَرَ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ لَمِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. And verily, whosoever shows patience and forgiveness, that would truly be from the things recommended by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, sisters, again and again, I am trying to emphasize the importance of forgiveness in our worldly life as a way to avoid anger and all the consequences of anger, because forgiveness is an act which will be highly rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also forgiveness will give you the chance to live the good life. And again, sister, I am repeating an issue. We are not in a war. We are not in a fight. We are in a test. In the test, I want to have all my mental peace. I want to have my spirit in a good shape. So I am supposed to close all the doors which will get from me my mental peace and my feeling of tranquility. How? I love everyone. I appreciate everyone. I forgive everyone for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you tell me you are doing all of this for the sake of Allah, I tell you, yes, sister, for the sake of Allah, believing that I am the winner. Okay? And all the time, when you do any deed for the sake of Allah, you are the winner. Try to have two human beings. One of them is always forgiving, feeling that my family loves me. We have problems, yes, but they love me. They appreciate me. They are good people. I will forgive them. I want to live a very good life with them. I am the cause of all the troubles all the time. No problem. Out of this thinking, all praise to Allah. I will have my relations with them all the time. They will never break away from me. Okay? And sisters, maybe while you are young, you don't feel what is the meaning that your family will break away from you. But when you are old like me, you will appreciate it highly. When you will be in need of your daughter to call you every day to check about you and to be your close friend to mention to you everything about her, and she's not doing this. She's breaking away. When I need my son to come with me to the doctor and to take care of me and to show me the love which I showed him, this is never happening. When I am looking for my husband to support and to forgive and forget, this is not happening. They all break away from me. Why? Because I didn't dealt with them with gently. I was not forgiving them. I was all the time living my life as a fight. What is right? What is wrong? There is no right and wrong in life. Okay, life is a very big test. If you keep on evaluating the people, Ola came late, or Ola didn't respect me, or Ola doesn't love me, or Ola is so and so, forget about Ola. And Tawa also always leaving early, forget about Tawa. And Marcella is coming once every 3 weeks. Very good. And Zainab was out for 2 years. I don't like anyone. They are not good people. Who is the loser? Who is the loser? I am the loser. I lost my mental peace. I lost my good relations with the people. I lost my good intention. Who told you that this is the truth? Maybe Zainab was having a very big problem. Maybe Ola was sick. Maybe Marcella doesn't have money for the gas. Maybe she lost her job. Who knows the reality? How you evaluate the people while you don't know the reality? If we don't know anything as human being, I am not supposed to judge anyone except with the positive attitude. Zainab, mashallah, is excellent. She's trying to come back. Ola, when she is in visiting Houston, she will try her. You see how I am evaluating the people in an opposite way with the positive attitude. Tawa is running quickly to come to attend the class in the middle of her work. Excellent. You see, this is how we are supposed. Who is the winner? And who is the loser? I am the one. Because when you feel that all the people are in a good relation with you, you will love them. You will love their company. You will send yourself a message. They all love me. I am a good person. I am a good relation. And life is good. And everything is all right. And this means that I am successful. Because they love me. And inshallah my husband loves me. And everything loves me. So now you have your mood very high. When the sheikh will say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, you will run for prayer. When you have to go to a very far place, I will drive, you know, with a very high mood. I will try to achieve goals in my life because I kept my spirit high. How I kept it high? Through the rules of the Quran, forgiveness. Okay, if you are in the opposite direction, this is not good, that is not good, my husband is selfish, my daughters are not good, life is not good, then you tell me, come to pray later. I am not in a good shape now, I have headache, everything is bad in my life. This is how we are living our life, fighting, upset. Why? Because sisters, Allah is sending for us the cure. Forgiveness, okay, and never be angry. And this is the reward in this worldly life. What about the reward in the other life? So all the time, actually, this is an issue which I am trying now to concentrate in my classes, okay? That issue is that appreciate the blessings. You, the sisters attending the class, are a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I must appreciate. They come in time. They come late. They come on and off, no problem. Alhamdulillah, they are a blessing. My husband, up and down, a blessing. My daughter, a blessing. My health, good or a little bit, not a blessing. Live in the feeling that everything is a blessing. A new day is a blessing. Alhamdulillah, when you live with these feeling, sisters, you can't imagine how you will have a lot of energy. Then you will be positive. With the people. When Ola will tell me, Salaam alaikum, Sister Mona, I will hug her. Oh, Ola, I love you. Why? Because I have a positive thinking towards Ola. I will not say to her, Ola, why are you late? Okay, she will tell me, I will never come back. Thank you. You see, this is how people are breaking away. Okay, but how I can keep them? And when I tell her, Ola, how are you? I love you. Next time she will come in time. Why? Because she feels that I love her. I respect her. Okay? So she will say, I love Sister Mona. I will come in time. So we keep the relation. Nowadays, everyone are losing the relations with the people. And when you ask why, they tell you all are bad. No, sisters. We forget about the rules of the Quran. Then remember, sisters, the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I am doing all of this, I am obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again and again, I am stressing on the act of forgiveness, okay, sisters, because it is not around. I want you, when you look to the eyes of any human being in your life, the closest, okay, remember the good, their good actions with you all the time. Forget about the bad at all. When I look to my husband, I'll say, one day, 15 years ago, he took me to the doctor. Maybe this time he didn't. I forget about the bad. I don't have bad memory at all. At all. I only keep the good memory. So when I look to the eyes of any of those around me, I have again the good memory. He loved me. He was very good. 30 years ago, he was very good. I love him. I am very happy. This message is for yourself. Yourself need it. I can't have all the time the message is that I'm not in a good shape with my husband, and maybe he will divorce me, and maybe he will marry again. I am so worried. I am very upset. So when he will come to talk to me, I will start to fight with him. Because from inside, I'm not in a good shape with him. So sisters, try to learn how to use the Quran in order to, number one, to save yourself. Those people whom they are all the time worried and upset and not happy and are not sure of anything, they are not living the worldly life. They cannot fulfill their responsibilities. They are not in the reality. Okay, because they cannot cope with the reality. The believer can cope with the reality, with this medicine of the Quran. Everyone is good again and again. I want you in this class, when you go home and you look to the people around you, you look to their eyes, you remember their good deeds, tell to yourself, I don't want anyone to break away from me. I want to keep them with me for life. They are good people. They love me. Life is a test, and there is a stress on every one of us. The stress is not on you only. The stress is on every one of us. But because of the stress, maybe you misunderstand each other, but I will show forgiveness. And I will get rid of the bad memory. And I will keep only the good memory. I will never be angry, and you will have all the rewards. And we will continue about the rewards of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Which Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about controlling the anger. When you show forgiveness, you will never be angry. You will control your anger. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, verily there is no dose of anything better to Allah than a dose of anger that the servant controls. And whenever the servant of Allah controls his anger, he will be internally filled with faith. You see, when you control your anger and you show forgiveness, you will feel that you are full of faith. This is because of Allah. Allah loves me. Allah make me to forget. Allah make me to forgive. I am not angry or bitter. And Allah said, and it is by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is not a dose of anything that the servant takes which is better than a dose of control of anger when he does it seeking Allah. Living your life as an act of worship. Number three, whoever controls anger while he is able to act upon it, Allah will call him while all the creation is a witness on the Day of Judgment, until Allah will give him the choice of any of the al-hur al-ain, the fair females with lovely eyes, as he wishes. This is on the Day of Judgment. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I swear regarding three matters. Number one, no charity shall ever decrease the wealth. Number two, whenever one forgives the people, Allah will magnify his honor. Number three, and he who is humble for Allah, Allah will raise his rank. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Again, sister, the third way to avoid anger is to know that on the Day of Judgment, Allah would ask every man regarding his health, as it was a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is the duty of every one of us to take care of his health or her health, and to avoid anger, which damages the mental and the physical health. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask you about your health on the Day of Judgment. This is the meaning of this sentence. So Allah will ask you, why you didn't show forgiveness? I clarified in the Quran that when you show forgiveness to people, I will show you forgiveness. And if you obeyed my command, Allah will say to us about forgiveness of the people. Okay, this will make you to take care of your health. You will never, you know, have this worry, fear, depression, and whatever. Okay, immunity, illness now are all related to anger and worry and sorrow. Okay? So Allah will question us this question. Why you will all the time angry? Why you waste your life? Why you damage your health? It was a blessing. But you don't like to obey the commands. I clarify, forgive many times in the Quran. If you forgive, you will not be angry. And if you will not be angry, you can keep your health. Okay? So again and again, sister, remember that Allah will question us about the blessings of the Day of Judgment, and we have to take care of it. The fourth way to avoid anger is to be sure that if you take revenge upon the person who makes you anger, Allah will take revenge upon you on the Day of Judgment. For example, sisters, there is a very important point. Maybe it is a little bit deep, but I want to clarify to you. Suppose today my husband comes from work and he is very angry with me. For example, I told him this is the food, I don't want to eat anything, and okay, leave me alone now, leave me, okay? And I become also very angry and I start to shout and I make with him a big fight, okay? Suppose later on it comes to me to know that my husband was very sick and he was in a visit in the doctor. And the doctor told him that you have a critical illness. Okay? And maybe you will not be able to work. So he realized that he will not be able to support the family. And so we are about to be in a great disaster. My husband doesn't want to say all of this for me. So he just tell me, leave me away. Okay? Then I become angry. Allah will revenge from me on the Day of Judgment. Why? Because I don't know the truth. You don't know why the one in front of you is angry. So show forgiveness. Save yourself from the possibility that you are an oppressor. Because you don't know the truth. Maybe when he just say, leave me alone, he doesn't want to say the real problem to me. He doesn't want to upset me. Okay? So again and again, sisters, try to realize that you don't know the truth. Give excuses to the people around you for the sake of Allah. Don't be having the possibility that you are an oppressor. Why? Because you may revenge while the person in front of you was actually having a big problem. Okay, this is very important. And in summary, in order to avoid anger, always try to answer this question. Does this life deserve to cause you to have worry, fear and anger, in spite of the fact it is a deceiving enjoyment? Does any person deserve to cause you to lose your good deeds, to lose your health, to lose your life and your happiness for being anger with her? Let every one of us remind herself that on the Day of Judgment, when everyone will be looking for a good deed to save her from the hellfire, at that moment, sisters will be very sorry for all the good deeds which we lost out of anger, when we don't control our behavior. So let us all try, inshallah, to promote Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have a new start, and inshallah to control ourselves and to have forgiveness as a way to treat all the people around us and forget completely about anger, and to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our supplication always for this forgiveness. And inshallah, let us make the dua, and next week we will learn inshallah about anger management.
Okay. Before I converted to Islam when I was 17, so before that, as a teenager, I was kind of disrespectful towards my parents. And after I converted, I started to fear God. So the first thing that they told me was that you had to be very respectful towards your parents. So then I became very scared to answer back to my mom. So every time that my mom got mad at me and I wanted to answer back, I got scared. So every time she got angry or that I felt that she did something wrong, I would try to be compassionate. And then I would go immediately and tell God, you know, God, forgive her. But then now, you know, sometimes it's harder, and sometimes I raise my voice when I'm crying, or, you know, sometimes I'm never disrespectful, but maybe sometimes I raise my voice when I cry or stuff like this, and I feel so bad. And then I go, you know, to Allah, And I tell him, I talk to God, and I tell him, oh God, forgive me, and I tell God, forgive her. And like you were saying in your class, because I fear God, and I say, you know, I fear that not only for myself, but for my mother, even though she did something wrong to me, or and I did something wrong to her, I fear that God will not only punish her, but punish me. You know what I mean? And it's kind of feeling compassion for towards my mother. You know, and that's what you have to do when you feel, when you're angry at someone, try to feel compassion towards the other person.
Yes, this is correct.
Yeah.
And I hope you will be always like this.
Okay, جزاك الله خير and let us now بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Oh Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. Amen. Oh Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, our Lord, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds, our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life, our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life, the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after this. O Allah, our Lord, truly we have wronged ourselves and none can forgive sins except you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to forgive our parents and all the Muslims. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen.